I'm sick and I'm tired and I'm fried, and you gotta believe me.
This is MMA Torch editor Jamie Penick, and this is the Torch audio update for Monday, November 3rd, 2008. I've been away from the site for the better part of a week here. Been battling some illness and been very much under the weather voice-wise, but got a lot of stuff to catch up on from the past week, including the big news out of today. Chris Lieben failed a drug test coming out of UFC 89, tested positive for the steroid stanozolol, and has been issued a 9-month suspension. No denials out of Lieben. His quote at MMAJunkie.com is, it's something I have to deal with during my time off from fighting. I want to speak to kids about the dangers of using performance-enhancing agents. Let them know it just doesn't get you ahead in life. Of course, this is a hard hit for me monetarily, but more so this is embarrassing for me and all of my fans. He apologizes to the UFC and his fans, and hopes to work through it and get back to fighting soon. It's a very, very disappointing setback for Chris Lieben, who looked to have been turning his life around following some jail time he served earlier this year and his move to Hawaii, which he said had made him better and had been part of his maturation process, had been part of getting a new outlook on life, and this is just a very disappointing thing to see him using this shortcut to get to where he wanted to be. And we'll see if anything more comes out of this, but obviously, I mean, he's out of the UFC until July at the earliest is his earliest eligible return date. That is if Dana puts him in a fight then, but it's disappointing. That's really the only thing that you can take coming out of it for one of the fighters that has definitely been someone that people enjoy watching. And I mean, we've seen a lot of the hardships that Lieben's gone through. We've seen a lot of the difficulties he's faced coming out of the Ultimate Fighter at a young age, stepping into the UFC. So we've kind of been following him for the past few years, and just disappointing next chapter for Chris Lieben. Also coming out of that UFC, out of this last month, Marcus Davis and Chris Lytle are going to be fighting at the UFC 93 card on January 17th at the O2 in Dublin, Ireland. It's a fight that both of them kind of hinted at the show, and was definitely one that people thought was going to happen following those fights. And so they will take each other on at that pay-per-view offering in January. In news outside of the UFC, Extreme Fighting Championships out of Florida in their December 5th event is going to be featuring female boxing champion Chevelle Halbach making her MMA debut during that show. She has been featured on FSN, ESPN2, pay-per-view bouts. In this past June, she won the IFBA lightweight title with a split decision victory over Janine Garside. And so this is a big entry into women's MMA with a legit fighter, a legit boxing champion, and she's also a professional, there's a professional female football league featuring a team out of Tampa Bay called The Force that she is the starting running back and linebacker for, so definitely kind of an all-around athlete, and it'll be interesting to see how she does in testing the MMA waters. Back to some UFC news here. The UFC signed middleweight Dennis Kang to a 4-fight deal. He is the current Spirit MC champion in the middleweight division. That is a promotion based out of South Korea. And he is a former Pride fighter as well. His most recent fight was a 48-second knockout TKO victory over Marvin Eastman at the Raw Combat event on October 25th. And this is another middleweight to step into that the already deep waters in the UFC and be another potential challenger for Anderson Silva at some point. For UFC 91 news, Matt Riddle went down with an injury in the last week, and Ultimate Fighter 7 cast member Matt Brown has stepped in to take him on at that event. That is obviously the big Couture Lesnar card coming up in just under 2 weeks. It's coming up a week from Saturday now. We're on the cusp of it. Final UFC news of the day. The UFC 92 card was finalized. So obviously the three big fights on this card, headlined by the interim UFC heavyweight title bout between Antonio Rodrigo Nogueira against Frank Mir, obviously current coaches of this season of The Ultimate Fighter, as well as a light heavyweight title bout between Forrest Griffin and Rashad Evans, and then Quentin Jackson taking on Vanderlei Silva, as well as CB Dolloway taking on Mike Vincenzo, and rounding out the main card is Mustafa El Turk against Chuck Congo. We got a good prelim card with this as well, with Dean Lister taking on Yushin Okami, Mark Birch against Anthony Hardonk, Reese Andy back in action against Matt Hamill, Brad Blackburn against Ryo Chonin, and Pat Barry against Dan Evanson. So another stacked card to end the year. But before we get to any of that, first off, Nick Diaz has made his first preemptive moves to move to a different organization and fight again by sending Elite XC a notice of breach of contract. Like I said, it's more of a preemptive move because it gives him a chance with not thinking they'll be able to honor the contract within a certain time period that he can get back in action with a different promotion. Once again, before any of that happens, we've got some WEC action coming up on Wednesday. The WEC 36 Brown vs. Faber card that was originally supposed to take place on September 10th, but it was postponed due to Hurricane Ike. That is coming up this Wednesday. We will have live coverage from myself for sure following during the show with audio analysis as well. And prelim on that, David Avalon against Aaron Simpson, Jose Aldo against Jonathan Brookins, Steve Steinbess against Alex Schoenauer, Danny Castillo against Ed Ratcliffe, Yoshiro Maeda against Ronnie Yeah, and our main card, Donald Cerrone against Rob McCullough, Nissan Osternick against Jake Rushalt, Jens Pulvervac back in action against Leonard Garcia, and two championship bouts, middleweight champion Paulo Filho against Chael Sonnen in what will be the final middleweight, one of the final middleweight contests in WEC history, as that weight division is folding into the UFC. And then the headlining bout, Mike Brown challenging Uriah Faber for the featherweight title. So Uriah Faber getting back in action this Wednesday. Should be a fun card. It's free on Versus. Can't complain about free fights, and should be another good live show. WEC is on a string of pretty damn good shows recently, and this one aims to be no different. And speaking of that, they are hoping to ride their wave of good shows and Uriah Faber into the pay-per-view broadcasting aspect of the game in 2009. Faber talked about the move to pay-per-view in a Versus media call this past Wednesday, and talked about Dana White and Lorenzo Fertitta saying something to him about him being involved with pay-per-view in the future with WEC. So he's ready for that to get going. Obviously, nothing concrete in place yet. Nothing is ready to go on that. But he also went on to talk about being interested in some super fights going up or going down in weight class, to do some champion versus champion fights or super fights against whoever the folks want to see, quoting favor. So it's possible we could see some bantamweight bouts with Faber dropping down to take on Kid Yamamoto or Miguel Torres. And he also talks about possibly a BJ Penn bout if BJ comes down to back down to lightweight. Although BJ's got plenty of other challengers at the lightweight division that have been waiting their turn and wanting their spot. So we've got WEC action this week, UFC 91 next week. A lot of good stuff coming up. Again, apologies for the lack of updates the last week or so, but obviously I'm still trying to recover as it is. It's getting about that time for the sickness season to come up, but we will be here this week with more audio and more coverage, more live coverage, as WEC comes to us on Versus on Wednesday night. So thank you for listening once again. This is MMA Torch editor Jamie Penick signing off. I was a skeptic at first, but these miracles work. I was a skeptic at first, but these miracles work.